as the emulsion covered the browns and greens of our Victorian past and those 50s pastels. The rooms would be empty, controlled, though feet soon scuffed the white off the floorboards in the middle of the room. The black brawn fan heater whirred unsteadily, granddad of the black technology of the 1980s. In this emptiness, we lived colourful lives. It was a moment. By 1967, the jumbled psychedelic rainbow flooded the room with colour and our lives became even brighter. On the television, a battle for purity raged. Purcell washes whiter, whiter than white, blue white, Dad's very snow and tide. The battle of Dad's white shirt. What a debt we owed, ICA and the chemical factories. Priestly white washed whiter, cricket whites, tropical suits reflecting the sun back on itself. The painter, high on his scaffold with his white overall, splashed with white paint. The Carmelite monk and nursing sister. In the knack, Rita Tushingham paints her room a pure white, art following life. White has always been with us. Queer white jeans hugging tight arses. Sarah says, but that's how the boys recognise each other. A white night in heaven, t-shirts and boxer shorts. Days spent poring over the washing machine's finer programmes. All this white was inherited from sport, sportif, the white through a contrast with the green of the pitch. Yet white needs